I haven't rubbed it into anyone's face yet.
Soriano is a sorry sight, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's not the only one. I think
he's
entire...
not the only one. He's only the worst.
Well, for what he was paid, yeah, probably.
For what he was paid, he was definitely the worst. What does he have, two hits in two postseason seasons? I believe that's true.
In both postseasons?
No, two total.
Oh,
one
two
each.
Total? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mike Green's saying yes.
That's pretty pitiful.
It is pitiful.
For a guy that's supposed to be the star.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's hard for me not to say anything because I the Cubs have spoken for me, so to speak. So I don't have nothing else to say, and I don't want to upset anybody more so than they're already upset. It's unwarranted. So
I mean, I do think the pitching wasn't great. The defense, which has been outstanding all year,
mm-hmm.
horrible, and the hitting was not good in Tommy. But I still have to say there were some hard hit balls that just seemed to go. I mean, it almost seems like the goat it's reappeared as the
reappeared. It's never
like
gone away.
I hate to sound like a pitiful Cub fan clinging to superstition.
Wow.
But there were, I mean, the last game, the seventh inning, Cubs are down 3-1, two men on. Fontenot hits a shot to center field that was still rising.
Yes.
As this guy, the center fielder, went back and leaped and caught the ball.
It was still on its way up as he leapt up and caught the ball.
It was an absolute shot. Ooh. And that would have tied the game, and he would have been on second or third.
My advice to the Chicago Cubs fan, and I really mean this, start out next year knowing that you're going to be the worst team ever.
That's what I tried to do.
I don't start the year thinking
as a recovering Cubs fan, and it didn't work.
I never, ever start the season thinking that the White Sox are going to do any better than any other team. Let's just go out and enjoy the year, have some fun playing baseball. And at the end of the year, if you're still in it, congratulations. So I'm not disappointed. I'm more disappointed for the Cubs fans. You guys deserve it. I mean, not you, but the Cubs fans deserve it. They deserve it. I mean, there's 89-year-old people, and I've heard people talk to me on and off the air. My grandmother's 89 years old. All she wants is the Cubs to win the World Series, and that's just one example. Come on.
Well, is Rod Sano still alive?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know after that week. I don't know.
Did they go on suicide watch after the hitting?
I don't know. Just don't expect it, and maybe it'll happen.
All right. That's enough talk about that. Absolutely enough talk about that.
You know what? I love the Detroit Lions. They're my favorite team. I wish we played them 14 times out of the year.
Usually count on the Lions to boost the morale of Bears fans.
Right. Good for the Lions. Thank you very much.
Okay. It's enough sport.
Okay,
enough
good, sport. Good.
I'm just so irritated. It's enough. All right. Let's move on to the stupid – well, this is the outrageous to end all outrageous regulations of the week, not actually regulation, but an unconstitutional law, quote, unquote. Oh, well, hereafter, I thought, well, finally the people kind of had a minor victory in voting down this horrendous bailout.
Mm-hmm.
and this is where we're at, folks, in this country. All they had to do is add another $150 billion in pork to get it passed, including a mental health mandate to every state in the union. Now, folks, whether you want to pay for it or not, if you have health insurance, you're going to have to pay for people who think they're crazy.
How do they add stuff like that on? This is such a critical issue. Let's add more to it.
Yeah, well, and subsidies to rum... producers, and I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
But that's it, folks. That's why, again, I can't understand people voting for a Republican or a Democrat. They're all the same. They're all whores. It's a parliament of whores, just like P.J. O'Rourke says. It's really incredible, but I mean, not unpredictable. That they could be so lacking in any kind of principle or fortitude, it's really sad. And of course, the media is almost equally to blame for their cheerleading them on into voting for this pork legislation. People, some of you have no idea what we're headed for now. The cause of this economic crisis was overspending and easy credit. Overspending by Congress, overspending actually by ourselves through easy credit. And their solution to the problem is more overspending and easing the credit situation. Printing Federal Reserve notes backed by nothing. All we're doing, folks, is pushing the day of reckoning a little bit further out. And let me tell you, the worse we push it further out and the more we go to the wrong solution by just spending more money and printing more money without any backing, the worse it's going to get. This country is headed for absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. And my suggestion is you get out of, I mean, I don't know. Well, do what you want. I hate to, because I'm no expert. I'm just a guy that's been studying the economy all these, my whole adult life. But it seems to me the stock market and the bond market is going to be in horrendous shape. I don't know if it's going to be in a week or a month. I do know, and what was interesting to me, Mike, was that after the bailout bill passed and the stock market plunged,
mm-hmm.
the news report was, despite the fact that the bailout package passed, the stock market still went down. Now, that shows you the bias towards big government that the news media has. Now, nobody knows for sure why the stock market went down, but it wasn't necessarily despite the bailout bill. Maybe, just maybe, it was because of the bailout bill. Maybe those in the stock market are smarter than we think they are, or smarter than the media thinks they are, and they realize that this is not good for the economy, especially when they tack on all that pork legislation.
It's amazing.
It really is, and it's really sad. Well, I'd love to hear all your viewpoints on this, folks. We're going to have an open line, but, you know, anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome, but most welcome is a talk about this bailout bill and the pitifulness of Congress. I mean, you can take the opposite view. I'd love to hear somebody who supports the bailout. I would love to hear that. Give us a call at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Oh, by the way, no mm-hmm. sports, no talk, no callers. I don't even hear any. I don't even hear anything about the those losers in the North Side. I did hear a rumor that they're going to be sold to some guy in the Philippines, though.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to call them the Manila Folders. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. And love to hear about the bailout, folks. And I understand we got a whole bunch of people waiting. So, Mike, why don't we go right to the phones? And first we have Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kenneth. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Yeah. I wanted to say something real quick here. You know, they keep saying they voted for this bill, and I watched it when they voted for it. And it was up 300 points almost to Dow. And then they were on the floor with this one guy, and he was saying, they were, like, licking their chops. These guys, this is all a greed thing is all this is. Use people whatever they can, and people use them, the banks, and the banks use them, and it's all the fall of the Roman Empire is what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were
absolutely
licking their
chops. And unfortunately, in Chicago, we can't even have some decent bread and circuses while Rome burns.
Yeah, well, it's going to be Rome burning, but I'll tell you what, and you're right, and you know, you've heard me say this many times about what's going on, and you've said it too, that we haven't even seen anything yet, look at, how come the Dow is, it's been 10 minutes since Bush signed it, why is it going down? He goes, well, give it a chance, just give it a chance. It's like, these guys are like, they know their jobs are on the line, they're all going to lose their financial jobs. They're all going to be out on the street. Maybe they'll have to flip hamburgers, like Mike says many times. And he's right. These guys have used us.
Wow. Hey, Mark, you need to stay in one spot because you're breaking up big time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. But anyways, I just wanted to say, you know, they've been sticking money in the stock market for the last year or last since 9/11, really. They've stood almost $1 trillion in the stock market. And they didn't vote for that. So they've been sticking money into this thing, trying to hold this thing, plug the holes, if you would say, in the boat. And
right.
So this bailout, $700 billion, nothing. They stuck in, they'd already into the markets. Have you followed any of that?
No, I haven't.
Were they sticking $50 billion one day and they stick another $50 billion? I'm talking about our federal government, our tax money. They've tried to do this since 9/11. They've stuck money in the stock market.
Oh, yeah. No, I do remember that. Yeah, I do. Oh, it's just the Federal Reserve.
They keep saying they're going to, they will help stabilize this, but I just thought you make a great point. We haven't seen anything yet, and I just thought I'd throw that out, and I appreciate your time always.
Mark, thanks for your call. All right, let's move on to Jeff. Hopefully we got a better connection here.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Mark had a bad connection. Did you hear? I was telling this to Mike this morning. I don't know if you heard it or not, but they came out and said it's going to cost, they're going to give these people who have bad credit 2.9% financing on that on their mortgage,
right?
And there was some other stuff. It's basically, and I said this, is giving a free house for being bad people.
For making a bad financial decision, we're rewarding poor judgment.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and,
I don't understand
both,
though.
I mean, those people who had good judgment and have been able to pay their mortgages, they're being punished through inflation and higher taxes.
Yeah. I'm laughing at this whole situation because all these people that think Barack Obama is going to be a world of change, you know, I honestly, I'm scared because I honestly think he's going to come back at us as, you know, pay now or pay later thing, you know, and I think it's going to be a pay later thing, and it's going to catch us when we least expect it, and people aren't realizing that.
The only good news is I think Barack Obama's not going to pass the tax increases he wants to, because he'll understand that all that would do would just destroy the economy even more. So I wouldn't expect any. Bailout tax increases, yes, but I mean as far as his other tax increases he was talking about, it's probably out the window now.
Well, you know, I don't know. Just put it this way. I honestly think the way this thing is going, we all know eventually we're going to get hit with paying for the tax, no matter who gets in there. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm taxed to death. You know,
well, we're all taxed to death.
Come on. I think
the dollar's going to collapse. I mean, they're not going to be collecting any taxes. Or the money they're going to be bringing in isn't going to be worth anything, because the way things are going, inflation is just going to go through the roof.
It already has. I mean, you know, I said this earlier, too. If you're a person that's got medical bills and you can't take care of them, I'm starting to accumulate some. And my folks, definitely, and they're senior citizens. I'm watching people. The amount of money you and I and Mike and those guys make on a daily basis, even a yearly basis, cannot compete with the cost of living. I don't care who you are or how much you make a year. The cost of living has increased so much in the last decade.
I think actually the teachers' unions are pretty good as far as that's concerned.
Well, it's just like, I know you didn't want to talk about baseball players, but that's not awful. Ridiculous. I mean,
inflation or more.
So someday you guys are gonna be paying $100 to go see a baseball team lose. So you know, for that I won't even go. I said watch it on TV anymore. I refuse to do that. I'm anti big sports anymore. So except for one sport, and Mikey knows what that is.
NASCAR.
That's right, baby. Well, hey, look it. If they would take and adopt
that's something
the
same I don't understand,
mentality NASCAR guys do. You know, you don't get if you don't produce in that car, regardless of who you are, you're out that ride. They can't do that with baseball. I wish they would, but if you're whatever sport it be in, you know, you make the same idea, because these guys make millions of dollars, but they don't do it if they can't produce. And you see how the bouncing around. If you listen to NASCAR guys,
well,
there's a lot of people moving and shoving, and it's because they don't produce. So go the same route in baseball, maybe you would have a better team than what we had on the north side. But anyway, that was my 10 cents. I'll see you guys later.
Jeff, thanks for your call. We have, is Eva gone?
Eva's gone. She's been replaced by Chris.
All right. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kenneth. How are you doing today?
Oh, all right. How are you?
Never mind. I just had a couple things before we get to the bailout. I saw on the news today that some fans are erecting kind of an impromptu shrine to futility in front of Wrigley Field. And you know what they say, Ken, any team could have a bad century.
I said no references to the Cubs.
One thing, though, that we should note, there was some very extreme success over the weekend for your and my Fighting Illini. They pounded Michigan at Ann Arbor.
Really? Well, Michigan is having a down year, though, aren't they?
They're having a down year, but hey, doesn't it feel good?
It feels great. No, that's great. That's good news.
As far as the bailout goes, the one, you know, the silver lining that I can see is a lot more people are starting to realize that their representatives in our alleged representative government don't represent them.
Right.
I mean, so I'm seeing, you know, 70-80% of the people saying, wait a minute, I didn't want this bailout. I wanted them to vote no. And yet, they voted yes.
I hope that this is a sustainable hatred. I hope this sticks this time. It should stick.
I think it's a step forward, and I think it's. I'm reading articles about you know, trying to evict as many incumbents out of office as possible. And you know, in the past, the incumbent retention rate has been, you know, in the 90-95% range.
It was comparable to the retention rate in the Soviet Union. Because
and,
I mean, they used to have elections too. And the interesting thing is, they also had one party. but they were more honest about it. They called it the Communist Party. In this country, we create the charade that it's a two-party system, and we still have one party, actually not getting 99, you know, getting 100% virtually.
Yeah. It's elections like they had in Uganda when Idi Amin was running for president there.
Yeah, president for life.
And just a couple other notes. Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, I know we need to change the ad. There is a meeting on Saturday, October the 11th, 5 p.m., and again, it's not at MT Barrels. It's at the Main Street Cafe in Algonquin, Route 31, just south of Route 62.
Correct.
And the last thing I want to mention is there are a couple events about running for local office. I'm going to speak at the Harold Washington University Library in downtown Chicago on Wednesday of this week. Oh. And there's also a conference call coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. So people who are interested in running for local office, we can talk about, you know, why you want to run, what you can do, and how to get it done. Petitioning starts at the end of this month, so local office elections are coming up. If people want information, they should go to the Ron Paul Meetup group. I think Mike has a meetup posted at ronpaul.meetup.com/350, and go to the calendar. And okay. They can find the information on the conference call there. I'll be on. A couple other people who are running or have run for local office will be on. And it's time to get involved.
The non-establishment, ordinary people out there, ordinary folks out there, they need to get involved. They need to take back their country. And you're right, and the way you start that is to take back the local offices.
And Kenneth, this is the time. You know, the mood is ripe. And the one couple benefits about running for local office, you don't have the ballot access issues. You need to get a few signatures, and that's it. It's very easy to be challenge-proof. You don't have the fight that Dan Druck has gone through or that Alan Stevo has gone through, and you don't have to be anointed by a party. It's easy to get on the ballot, and it's pretty easy to get elected to, and there is a lot of cage rattling you can do.
Very good. That meetup group, again, is Ron Paul Meetup Group 350.
ronpaul.meetup.com/350. I think it's also on the Greater Chicago group, which is ronpaul.meetup.com/94.
All right. Very good.
/350 or /94. Hopefully, if it's not on 285, which is the Fox Valley group, I'll get it up there soon. But again, Wednesday in person at Harold Washington College in downtown, and Thursday conference call. Mike has a conference set up that can accommodate at least a couple hundred people.
Very good. Chris, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. All right, let's move on. We have Mike.
Yes,
hey, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, Ken. I just wanted to bounce off what Chris already gave out. Yeah, that's Thursday at 7 p.m. I can hold 250 people on the conference call. So don't be shy if you're interested or know somebody that may be interested and just want to come on and take some notes. We're going to give some information out, maybe some websites, tell you where you can go look. It is up on the Rockford DeKalb Ron Paul group, the Greater Chicago Campaign for Liberty, and a few other sites, so the information's out there. If you don't have a computer, I'm going to give out my phone number here in a second, and you can call me, and I'll get you the numbers so you can get in. So if you don't have a computer, I'll give you them numbers. But first, I'd like to jump over to Bill Benson's trial. Ken, have you heard about this?
I'm sorry? But what?
Have you heard about the Bill Benson trial going on in Chicago on the 28th of October?
That started last Thursday, I believe.
Well,
Bill Benson, who is the author of The Law That Never Was, concerning the illegal maneuvers to pass the 16th Amendment, the income tax amendment. It never happened properly.
Right, and this is a First Amendment case because apparently the IRS is not just going after Bill Benson on the tax issue, but they're going after Bill Benson because of these books. They don't only want to ban the books, but they're demanding that Bill Benson turn over the list of the people that have purchased these books from him so they can further down the tree see who has these books and what they are or are not doing.
Oh, my God. If that isn't right out of 1984, I don't know what is.
Well, that's why we're on the horn. Like I said, that's also on the Rockford DeKalb Ron Paul Meetup and the Greater Chicago Campaign for Liberty site. 28th October, 10 a.m., downtown at the Dirksen Federal Building. We're not looking for anybody to protest or do anything stupid. We just want to put people in the courtroom behind Bill Benson so when the judge and the people look out, they can see the room's packed full of people that are there, are interested in what our government is doing to our citizens and why they're not obeying the Constitution. Because, I don't know, the First Amendment was still in the Constitution when I went to bed last night, or so I thought. But anyway,
it's really a sad day, and folks, I just don't understand how anybody can support the status quo when they hear what's happened. Anybody that cares about freedom, anybody cares
right.
about being able to survive economically in this country,
it's beyond me. That's
Go
why
ahead.
We're trying to get this information out, Ken. Like I said, I'm going to give my phone number and then jump off.
All right.
If you want to be involved in a conference call on Thursday and don't have a computer, give me a call and just say, you know, information on the conference call. Leave me a number and I'll get back to you with all the information. If you want to know more about the Bill Benson trial and what we're trying to do on the 28th, give me a call and just say you want information on the trial, leave me a number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get home. And that phone number is area code 815-899-2351. It's again 815-899-2351. And there's no charge to participate in all this stuff. We're doing this, you know, because we believe the American people need to know what their country is doing in their name.
So, very good, Mike.
Anyway,
appreciate
Ken,
it.
Great program. Enjoyed seeing this weekend and look forward to next week's program.
All right, very good. Yes, the Libertarian Party of Illinois convention was this weekend. We elected new officers, and Bob Barr was there for a little bit, not too long. He kind of made the speech to C-SPAN and took off. He was there. I won't make any more editorial comment on it but that. But it was a fun, interesting convention, and we've got a lot of good new young blood coming into the party, which is a good thing.
That's good news.
So, anyway, open line today here, 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Especially love to hear from any of those of you who actually support the bailout. Or not. Either way, give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Tired of the status quo? Do you feel out of touch with the people who claim to be serving you in office? Well, so are we, and we plan on doing something about it. We are the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, a nonpartisan group of citizens who believe we the people still mean something. When we, the people, get informed, active, and involved, we begin the restoration of accountability in government to the people under constitutional principles and true liberty to the individual. If you want to do something to change the status quo, then join us at our monthly meeting in Empty Barrels, 98 West Main Street, which is Route 72, just west of the Fox River in West Dundee, on the first Saturday of the month at 5 p.m. For more information, call Jared at 224-402-8148. That's 224-402-8148.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Hey
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Phone number here is 847-931-1410, open line, and it's open right now, folks. So if you'd like to get right on, give us a call. I guess in the meantime, maybe it's time for me to give...
Hey, Ken, we do have Therese on the line right now.
I'm sorry, we have Therese. Oh, I missed that. Okay, good. All right, let's say hello to Therese then. Hi, Therese.
Hi, Ken. You know, I think you're a little bit naive, and you think... Didn't you say that you didn't think that BO would raise taxes?
What
did you say?
I think the taxes related to bailouts, yes. But yes. I think his plan is for a general tax increase, or tax rate increase. I don't think he's that stupid.
I think he is.
I think that would plunge this country in such an even worse depression than it's already in.
All right.
Maybe I'm naive, but I don't think those in power want. I don't think they can help themselves. But I don't think they want a worldwide depression. That doesn't do them any good.
Okay. Well, if you look at the backers of Beto and McCain. His advisors they're all consul on foreign relations. Brzezinski is his major one, and the other people, you want the names of the other people? Sarah Sewell, Susan Rice, Joseph Cirincione, Lawrence Korb, General Merrill McPeak, Dennis Ross, and these are just a start of it. Then he had a fundraiser in London, and that was given by Elizabeth Murdoch, who was a sister of the Rupert Murdoch, okay. Owner of the Fox News,
right.
The New York Post,
okay.
Et cetera. Now, McCain's advisors are Kissinger, Powell, Haig, Woolsey, Scowcroft. They're all members on the Council on Foreign Relations. In other words,
Dan, your list didn't mention Dan Luskin.
It's not in here.
Who was actually working for Ron Paul for a while.
Well, he's not in this list. I'm getting this from the Idaho Observer, very patriotic newspaper. And anyway, that these people are in bed with the same people, and anyway, I'm not going to vote for either.
Well,
one
I don't.
Of them.
I don't doubt that, Therese.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't doubt that these people want to have a oligopolic corporate control over the world.
They want their one world government.
I don't doubt that, and one world government. I don't doubt that,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think in so doing they really want to collapse the world's economy.
Okay, see, if they can collapse it, then they're going to come up with the fact that then we should go to an Amero, which is the changing our dollar to coincide with Mexico's, and then eventually have one world currency, because Europe has a euro. Thank God. Let's see, Ireland rejected that over there. Going into the European Union. However, these people are evil and diabolical. Now, I did call Foster's office to tell him I was actually mad again because he voted for this bill. He voted for it the first time and the second time. So anyway, I asked for a copy of the bill, and he won't send it to me because there's so many pages. And I probably, if I demanded and said I didn't have a computer, he would. However, people can go on to www.financialservices.house.gov to get the bill. And I urge everybody to go there. You might not want to download 400 pages, but you could read through the pages and download the most important ones. Of course, they're all important. However, as you know, it turned out to be not $700 billion, but $800 billion more and plus. And some of that money went to the Hollywood producers, the stock car racetrack owners. $192 million went to Caribbean rum producers, $200 million for Alaskan fisheries. And that's just what I know about now. I haven't read the bill yet, but I'm going to. And, of course, you know, Ken, that none of these legislators read that bill before they voted.
I wonder if Sarah is against that subsidy to the Alaskan fishery.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
I haven't heard her speak out against it yet, this Ms. Reformer.
Well, during the debate, didn't she say she was for the ballot or not? Did somebody correct me if I'm wrong?
Didn't she say what? I'm sorry, what?
Did she say that she was for this bailout?
She's kind of avoided the question.
Okay.
She's kind of nebulously said she's for it.
I see.
She never kind of quite out went straight out and said it, but she certainly hasn't spoken against it.
Okay.
And she just talked in generalities about how John McCain is a wonderful man.
Yeah, that was sickening. That was really. That was a dumb debate. It really was. Just talking about.
Well, I agree with you that these people are evil, Therese.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe they really want to go to a one world currency. I just don't think that they have the power to do that. I don't think they understand or realize what would happen if we have an economic collapse.
Well,
and
then
people would go to gold and silver and easily tradable commodities and things that are needed to survive. Guns would go up in value. Seed would go up in value. And there would be a lot of bartering going on and a lot less tax revenues being brought in. And I just don't think, maybe I am naive, but I don't think that the results of a tremendous worldwide economic depression are such that what you say these evil men are planning.
Well, see, then they could come in with their martial law and with total control, and this is what they're working for. They do want this one world government. And I think we should fight it. We've slowed
down.
Well,
they'll have a fight on. They will have, if they tried that, they would have a huge fight on the hand, and it'd be worldwide. Even if Americans are docile in the land of the meek and the home of the slaves, I don't think that's true throughout the world. And the world economy, by the way, is the financial crisis has extended worldwide. And the markets are actually plunging even more in Europe than they are in this country.
This is true.
The bailouts, Germany's saying they're gonna support all bank deposits, even though there's no law backing it. They say the government's just going to back it. Yeah, with what? something like Weimar Republic dollars, I assume.
They don't care because the people in the power, the people that are in control, have so many millions of dollars, and I'm sure they're on their gated community, and they had their guards. And this Paulson is evil. He cashed out in the Goldman stock value. It's $570 million. And he didn't have to pay taxes on that. Then he earned $53 million more in the last 2 years at Goldman Sachs. And because they had an innovation such as a new line of mortgage-backed securities, and then because he was gambled more than $1 trillion on risky subprime second mortgages, and he cleverly converted them into AAA-rated secure investments by purchasing guarantees from the AIG, American International Group, which was just bailed out by Secretary Paulson for $85 billion. And
very interesting.
Yeah, isn't
well,
it?
Well, if he was sincere about wanting to save this country with bailouts, maybe he should be the first one to bail people out.
Exactly, exactly.
With his millions of dollars he made on it.
You're not kidding. And not only that, as I said to Mike in the first, when he had your turn, these people would not listen to the economists who were telling them not to do this. And there was no debate on other ways we could get out of this, because they didn't want us. And then, as you know, Bush signed this in law within 90 minutes of it passing. He didn't waste any time at all.
No.
This thing is a setup, and we've been scammed. And I think it's so. I have never been so upset about anything in my life. But anyway,
we're headed for really, really scary times, Therese, with this.
I know this, because I've seen this coming for many, many years. It's just not this last year, it's many years, because I'm kind of old. Unfortunately, I have seen this, and it has been little by little by little, and people wanting to see it, and we were all called nuts years ago, and here it is, and we're not nuts, because we were just reading a lot of other good information, which there has been out there. And thank God for all the people who are still fighting, because there's a lot of good people out there. I better get
out
the line.
And there's a lot more. And as things get worse, there will be a lot more. That's what I'm saying is the plans of the one-worlders, I don't think it's going to work out the way they think it's going to work out.
Well, I hope you're right. I really hope you're right. I better let you go and have a great day.
All right, Therese. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well,
excuse me. This open line... Freedom Rings, 847-931-1410.
We have Tim on the line if you want to go to Tim.
Oh, great. Okay. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm fine. I have to agree with Therese. I really think we're in for it. I think
we're in for it. But, I mean, do you really think that the sheeple, American sheeple, are just going to lay down and die and accept?
Yeah, I do. I think there will be resistance. But I think their bean counters have figured out that since over 50% of the American populace owes their livelihood, their sustenance, and their existence to the federal government or government in some form, whether it's state, local, or whatever, I think they've probably figured people will probably put up with it. There's enough. You know, when you figure all the law enforcement activity or government activity that people are employed by, I think they figured, you know, hey, if we got most of the people.
Yeah, but what if Atlas shrugs completely? What if the producers, whom will have no reason to produce, if they keep on getting taxed to death and are under financial tyranny, decide to only subsist and trade amongst themselves? I don't see how succeed.
But what if they're told that's illegal and you can't do that, and we are going to come in and make sure that doesn't happen?
I don't think they have enough people and guns to handle that situation.
I'm not saying that they're right. I think it may be a miscalculation on their part.
That's what I'm saying.
Ken, is that I think it may be a ploy. It may be an attempt. Look, this whole situation is, you know, the way it's affecting the world, it can't be sustained.
No.
You know, according to some people, the funding the U.S. annual deficit takes almost 80% of the savings of the entire planet. Whether you figure all the other involved.
Oh, well, I would love to see the figures on that.
I know. You know, people like to throw out wonderful things. I'm just repeating something else somebody said.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, I don't know. I know that the debt is huge, and the real debt is somewhere around $55 trillion. The U.S. government gives themselves a pass as far as how they account for debt.
I don't trust the government accounting. Period. So
they would be throwing business officers in jail if they accounted the way the government accounts.
Right.
Because of course the government's not counting any unfunded liabilities.
This whole thing is just ridiculous. But it is what it is, and it didn't stop. You know, we did have a Great Depression here. We've had several recessions. Who knows what exactly is going to happen? Listen, I wanted to tell you, WTPRN, We the People Radio Network, just shut its doors. They're no longer going to be broadcasting.
Why?
Well, money issues as well. As this whole thing trickles down, this economy, all this bad stuff, people are not spending the money like they used to. And they're just not supporting the product, even if it's a good patriot American type of product. American Talk, people aren't supporting it. They don't have the extra funds, and everybody's starting to hurt.
It's gotten to the point of survival, right?
Yeah, it is. And this is why people need to, you know, not go crazy, but you need to stock up. You need to have a reserve. You need to have your weapons locked and loaded and ready to go, and you have to know what line in the sand you're willing to defend. My personal opinion is get the hell out of Illinois because it's a, you know, with their
are things a little better
unconstitutional firearms, you know, laws. but anyway, what'd you say?
Well, Illinois is a horrible place. I mean, as far as politically is concerned, it's very bad. Do you think it's better in Minnesota?
Oh, I think it's a little bit better in Minnesota. At least it's a little bit more rural, and you don't have the oppressive state looking over your shoulder every time you want to buy some ammunition or something.
Right, right.
You know, Illinois is one of only a few states that has that ridiculous FOID.
Right, yep.
And that's the only thing, one of the things there in Illinois. They know where everybody is.
Yep.
Or at least they have a list of where to go first. Let's put it that way.
Right.
They don't know what everybody has, but nonetheless. I don't know. I don't know that people have got the stomach for a real resistance. We'll see.
Well, I'm just saying, even if they don't resist with weapons, I'm just suggesting that the way the economy, the way the free market would react, the way that people's incentives would react, they aren't going to have the ability to do what the government wants them to do. They're going to have to be extra legal, so to speak, and engage in a huge amount of barter and living.
I'll tell you, at the very least, it's going to be very interesting times. Listen, I'll let you go. You have a
great
week.
The old Chinese curse, is it not?
Huh?
Thanks for your call,
yeah.
Tim. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, pal.
Alrighty, this is Freedom Rings, and we will be back after.
Hey, yeah, Ken, you still there?
Yes.
You have 1 minute left to wrap up the show.
Oh my God, my computer clock is off by 4 minutes. Well, okay then. Well, we're already to the music, huh?
Yeah, I started the music up, and you have to
all
take it away
right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You caught me without my quotation of the week. I was going to look it up. As we're going to hit. Well, let's just go back to my soon-to-be famous quote on politics and elections. Politics is not a horse race. It's a protracted conflict. In the battle of ideas and trends matter, you do not have to win to affect change.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.